Hi, this is episode number 32 of the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, where we're reading through the Bible in a year. I'm your host, Steve Webb. Welcome. I'm glad you're here. If you'd like to contact me, my email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. Let me know what you think about the show, what you like about it, what you think might be improved. I'm listening. It's Wednesday, so we'll read Psalms 12 through 14. It'll be a short episode today because these are short chapters. If you'd like to know what Bible translations I'm using today, go to bible.lifespringmedia.com and look up episode number 32. This is a listener-supported show. Take a look at lifespringmedia.com/support and see why. Let's begin. Psalms chapter 12. Please help me, Lord. All who were faithful and all who were loyal have disappeared. Everyone tells lies and no one is sincere. Won't you chop off all flattering tongues that brag so loudly? They say to themselves, "We are great speakers. No one else has a chance." But you, Lord, tell them, "I will do something." The poor are mistreated and helpless people moan. I'll rescue all who suffer. Our Lord, you are true to your promises, and your word is like silver heated 7 times in a fiery furnace. You will protect us and always keep us safe from those people. But all who are wicked will keep on strutting, while everyone praises their shameless deeds. Psalms chapter 13. How long will you forget me, Lord? Forever? How long will you hide from me? How long must I worry and feel sad in my heart all day? How long will my enemy win over me? Lord, look at me. Answer me, my God. Tell me, or I will die. Otherwise, my enemy will say, "I have won." Those against me will rejoice that I've been defeated. I trust in your love. My heart is happy because you saved me. I sing to the Lord because he has taken care of me. Psalms chapter 14. Only fools think there is no God. People like that are evil and do terrible things. They never do what is right. The Lord looks down from heaven to see if there is anyone who is wise, anyone who looks to him for help. But everyone has gone the wrong way. Everyone has turned bad. No one does anything good. No, not one person. Those who are evil treat my people like bread to be eaten, and they never ask for the Lord's help. Don't they know what they are doing? They will have plenty to fear, because God is with those who do what is right. You wicked people want to spoil the hopes of the poor, but the Lord will protect them. I wish the one who lives on Mount Zion would bring victory to Israel. When the Lord makes his people successful again, the people of Jacob will be happy. The people of Israel will be glad. When we read about David's life in 1 and 2 Samuel, we'll see where some of these psalms come from, what part of his heart they come from. There were times when he really had good reasons to lament to God, and times to celebrate and praise. So here we are again with 3 psalms that are, overall, David crying out to God for help, for rescue. It's interesting to me that in chapter 12, the first 2/3 is a cry for help, but the last few verses are David's confession of how great God is, how faithful God is. Same with chapter 13. Now, chapter 14 is different, though. There are 7 verses, with the first 6 speaking of foolish and corrupt and evil people. The last verse speaks of David's hope of God's blessing on Israel. I think we can learn something from these chapters. I hear people pray, and I include myself in this, and we often just bring our petitions to him. God, help this person. God, help that person. God, help me. But how often do we just take time to praise him, to acknowledge his greatness and faithfulness to his own promises, to just enjoy his presence? Now, I know that most of us probably spend time in church on Sunday praising him, but do we do it on a daily basis when we pray? Are you a parent? Don't you just love it when your kids just want to spend time with you and have fun? God is our Abba, our Father, our Daddy. He loves it when we just want to spend fun time with him. Love him. Appreciate him. Tell him how much you want to know him. Make him smile. Send me an email. Let me know your thoughts. Steve@lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow, we're back to the book of Job, and we'll read Job 9 and 10. You think his friends are going to be giving him any more good advice? We shall see. Remember that lifespringmedia.com needs your support. Go to lifespringmedia.com/support and see how you might be able to help support the work here. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.